in me, and now it's different. Yes, it's oh, so different now. Six letters tell me fast, the diamond's almost cast. I crowned the Holy Spirit, but not mine. But just one glimpse of him, it broke the power of sin.
Sing, didn't you? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I may have a testimony or something on your heart before I begin.
I'm glad to be saved tonight.
Amen.
Jesus died on the cross for me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that. Someone else.
Scripture in which it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore every man be in Christ. He is a new creature.
Amen.
All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new.
Amen.
All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself.
Amen.
By Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I can tell you one thing, I've been changed.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
If you know me back then, and you know me now, you'd say, well, wow, there has been a change in this
country.
Amen.
I'm glad the Lord came in and saved my soul.
Amen.
And changed my life.
Yes, sir.
And I mean, repaired all the damage I've done to myself. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
He picked all the broken pieces up that I scattered in my life and put it all back together. In a new way, a new life.
Amen.
I'm thankful tonight for what Jesus has done for me.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him enough.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for that. Someone else. All right, if you have your Bible, turn to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 4. Deuteronomy, chapter number 4. Deuteronomy, chapter number 4. I appreciate it, everyone being in the house of the Lord this evening. Deuteronomy chapter number 4. I'm going to read just one verse. Verse number 2. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you. They're all through the scripture. There's another one I'm going to read. And if you want to turn and mark it, it's Proverbs 30, verse number 5 and 6. He says, every word of God is pure.
Amen.
He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. What I want to preach about, and I know I'm going to come back to it some more. I believe the Lord will have me to come back to it some more. There is a lot to be said about the Word of God. The Word of God. And what I want to concentrate on today is the authority of the Word of God.
Amen.
The authority of the Word of God. And I mean, you need to get that. The authority of God's Word. When you say the Word of God, a lot of people, you know, may not be sure what's meant by that. The Word of God is first in Scripture is seen as the very person of Jesus Christ. All through the Scripture, the Scriptures identify the Son of God as the Word or the Word of God. And Revelation 19:13, the Bible said he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. He's talking about Christ. And he said, and his name is called the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God. In John 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him. And we know it's talking about Christ because on down in verse 14 it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory. Jesus Christ is the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. He is the Word of God. Then there is, in the Trinity, it's especially God the Son, who in His words and His person reveals to us the Word of God and the will of God and the character of God. It is the Word of God, which is Christ Himself, that it reveals the will of God. When Jesus came down, the things that He did, He told them, He said, this I received of my Father. He revealed things about God, the Father. Why? Because He is the living Word, the Word of God as a person. But then there's the Word of God as God speaking. God speaking. God's decrees.
we read about in the scripture. Mostly you see those in the Old Testament. It's referred to as decrees. In Genesis 1, the Bible said, God said, let there be light, and there was light. God said, let there be this, and it was. And God said, let this happen, and it did. And it was so. The Bible said in Psalm 33:6, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and the host of them by the breath of his mouth. By the breath of his mouth. So we're talking about the word of God as God speaking. In the beginning, when God said, let there be light, that was the word of God. God speaking. It's his decrees. The words of creation, the words of power are called decrees. Decrees. The word of God causes something to happen. It's a decree. God says this is going to happen, and it's going to happen. Or it will happen. Or it does happen. That's a decree from God. Amen. Many decrees he made against nations and peoples. But not just them. Again, he did it in creation. It is the decrees of God that is the words of creation. It causes something to take place, something to come into existence. And so he said in Hebrews 1:3, and these things, they continue to happen. I mean, the Bible said, you know why the sun shines? God decreed it, and it came into existence. You know why it keeps shining? Because he still upholds things, all things, by the word of his power. The very decrees of God cause it to still exist. The stars still shine. The earth still turns. Amen? All these things are decrees. God's word is not just God's decrees, but it can be a personal address. The Bible said in the beginning, God spoke to Adam and said, Adam, where art thou? You remember? God's personal address to Adam. Do you remember when God called out Abraham? He said, Abraham, follow me. He gave him that covenant. Said, I'll bring you into a land. Your seed will be as the stars of heaven. Amen? God's personal address. He spoke to Moses up on the mountain. You remember that? Amen. Personally. That's the word of God. See, when you refer to the word of God, it's not just this book. It is this book. But it's also God speaking. Amen. It is the very person of Jesus Christ embodied. The word made flesh. Amen. God. Listen. And whether it's holy men of God speaking as the Holy Ghost moves them. You see, that's God speaking in a personal address through a man of God. Now let me ask you something. Do you think that diminishes the authority of God's word one bit? Just because God himself didn't thunder it out of heaven? Oh no. The authority of God's word is absolute. It is God's words. And we need to remember that. God's words. If it comes through a man of God, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That's as much authority as when God breathed it out of his mouth and said, let there be light. And there was light. When John the Baptist said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven's at hand. That was as much the word of God. Are you listening to me? We need to think about God's Word and what we are saying, what it is. God's Word is that written Word. God gave it to Moses. What did he do? With the finger of God, he engraved it in stone. God wrote it and gave it to Moses. And then you remember he told different prophets, he said, write it in a book, the things that God had told them. Write it in a book. It came from God, and they wrote what God said. So it was God's written word. And we have God's written word. Amen. Don't you know that? What a magnificent, amazing thing it is that God has preserved His Word in written form for you and I to read it, to handle it, to handle it. We didn't handle Christ as a person, but we handle the written Word. It's in essence the same. When they said we had handled the Word of life, I'm handling the Word of life right now, and so are you. If you have the right Bible, amen, the right Scripture. The authority of God's Word, the Scripture many times said, all of its words are God's words. All of its words are God's words. The Old Testament many times, it is said, it starts with, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Amen? He said in the New Testament in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. Amen? It's given by inspiration of God. It is God-breathed. That's what it means. It is God-breathed. God-breathed that God spoke it. Amen? The Old Testament, the New Testament, all Scripture, every word of God is pure. It says every word of God is true. Now, I'll tell you what, when you get a theologian and he tries to pick apart this book, I'm talking about the one that came from the Textus Receptus now in the English language. And they say, well, this word should have been... No. Every word of God is pure. Do you believe God or are you going to believe man? Is it just a bunch of men wrote it or is it God breathed? You see, everything that you and I are depends on this being the authority of God's Word. The authority in our life. That God Almighty Himself has said it. And that He meant it. Amen? God's saying what He's saying and He says it to us. You and I need to realize, listen, like a parent to the child, what they say, that's the final authority. There is no argument. There is no question. There is no debate. When God said something, He's got it in His Word, it is the final authority. It is the final authority. The Bible said in 2 Peter 1:19, we have a more sure word of prophecy. A more sure word of prophecy. Prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. You think it came by man or by God? I'm going to believe God. Every word of God's true. And God said it came not by the will of man. But holy men. But holy men of God spake as they thought it. By themselves, decided to write it themselves, came up with something good, thought maybe this ought to be put on camel's hair. No! Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Every word of God that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus told Satan in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's what the word of God is. By every word. We don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we have the authority of God's word, knowing it is God's word. It's a testimony of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Verse number 1. Here's what God's word says. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. He went on down, verse 4, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Listen, if I got up here and read you something out of an ordinary book that some theologian wrote, we might get a little psychological help every now and then, but it wouldn't do anything for the soul.
Amen.
The soul, the spirit of man. It takes God's word to move us in the spirit. Amen. The testimony of God. He went on down, listen, all the way through verse 6, all the way, through the whole chapter. He said, God revealed, verse 10, he's talking about heaven in verse 9, and he said, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Words that the Holy Ghost teaches. That's what he's talking about. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now I want to tell you something. When you look at those scriptures, especially that one right there at the end, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. When you look at the Word of God, or you hear the Word of God in any form, you're either going to not believe it, or you're going to disobey it or obey it. You're going to not believe or believe. And you're either going to disobey or obey. Any word of Scripture, listen, if you obey that Scripture, it's obeying God. If you disobey it, you're disobeying God. That's plain and simple, ain't it? Amen. If I say, well, I just don't believe that, then you don't believe God. If it's God's word, you don't believe God. We're living in a day and a time where, listen, hey, Hey, people want to just kind of muck over the Word of God. Choose and pick. That's why we have so many denominations, so many religions. People want to twist it and form it to fit their thinking, their way, their belief. God's Word is the final authority. It says what it says, and it means what it says. God said, don't you add to it. Don't you take away from it. You obey it, you're obeying God. You believe it, you believe in God. In John 15 and 20, Jesus told his disciples, he said, if they have kept my saying, they'll keep yours also. See, the Word of God, whether it came from Christ or whether it came from his apostles, it's the Word of God. It's the Word of God. When you have the Word of God, listen, if you want to, ignore everything that comes out of my mouth that's pure me. But if I take something out of this book and read it to you, are you listening? If I expound on this, if I expound on what God has said in His Word, if He gives us clear examples, and the Bible does say these things were written for our examples. There's a lot of examples in the Word of God for how you and I are supposed to live. Amen? Listen, you're either going to take it as God's Word or you're going to just disobey it. But either way, you're doing it to God. You're either obeying God or disobeying God. I'm talking about the authority of the Word of God tonight. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Do you know that? Amen. Amen. God didn't just give us His Word for us to overlook. Listen, sinners every day push God's Word aside. Do you think they're going to be less accountable when they leave this world? Over what they heard, what they did with it? No. I don't want to believe in hell. That don't matter. It don't matter. Right. It's there. Amen. It's there. Amen. I don't know about all this born again, being saved. It don't matter. Jesus said, you must be. You must be. You must be born again. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. You must be born again. Amen. Begotten by the Word. We are begotten by the Word. It's the Word of God that gets in you and I like a seed and transforms us. Amen. It's the Word that changes us. And it changes us through obedience to it. We walk in the light. What light? God ain't got no heavenly flashlight shining down on top of us. He's talking about the light of His truth. Amen. He's talking about the light of the Word of God. Whew. Jesus said this in Luke 8:21. When they were at telling Him, they said, your brothers and your sisters and your mothers out here. He said, who is my brother and my sister and my mother? But they that hear my word and do it. Amen. They that hear my word and do it. That's what Jesus said. God's word is the written word, the word in flesh, the person. It's God's speaking. It's a word through God's men. 2 Peter 3:2, believers are told to be. Peter said, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us. Do you see how he said that? And by the commandment of us, the apostles of our Lord and Savior. Again, to disobey the writings of Paul and Peter, people are putting themselves liable to church discipline. Did you know that? Listen, this ain't no fooling around. This ain't no fooling around. They try to fool around, but God's word, there ain't no fooling around with it. It's serious. It is our authority. You have to recognize it as your authority. Like a child recognizes its mother and father to obey. We recognize the word of God as my final authority. The word makes my decisions and your decisions. The word tells you and I how to live and how not to live. How to walk and how not to walk. Amen? That's right. They ain't got a thing to do with legalism. That's what the word of God says. Amen. You and I need to see this as God's holy word, the final authority in everything. Some people say, well, it's only the final authority in faith and doctrine. No, it's far more than that. It is a final authority to all men in all things.
Right.
You know why people want to believe that? Because they want to live like sodomites.
Right.
They refuse to believe what God said in His Word.
Right.
Amen. They want to be thieves and drunkards. They don't want to see what God said in His Word. I've seen so many people in my ministry that want to live in sin and reject what God's Word says. I just don't see it that way. I knew one man, he refused. Some things, listen, it's even hard to preach some things nowadays. You feel people tighten up. Listen, the scripture, and I promise you, I'm not on one. I rarely preach about this, but old timers, they used to preach about this stuff all the time. The Bible talks about a man having long hair, what a shame that is. And this guy, he wanted to lead choir and everything. And I'm telling you, he had hair to the middle of his back. Refused to see what God's word had said about it. The authority, he wanted to see it his own way. I don't tell you what, that man never did go anywhere with God. That's what happens. People won't go anywhere with God, rejecting the final authority in our life. When God says it, God meant it. God meant it for your life. God knows the path, knows the way. Hey, God has got what He expects out of our life. We want to follow Him and live in holiness. God tells us the way to go. The way to go. We want to experience the power of God. We want to know what it is to be able to pray and get a hold of God. Spend time with God. Walk in the Spirit. Be not drunk with wine when it's excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Oh my. The Word of God, listen, it is the truth. The Bible said it is impossible for God to lie.
Right.
It's the truth. Jesus said, and He's the Word, I am the way, the truth. He's not a truth. He is the truth. The Word of God is not a truth. It is the truth. God cannot lie. The Bible said in Hebrews 6:18, there's two immutable things. And the first one, He said, It is impossible for God to lie.
Amen.
Amen. It's impossible to God to lie. It's without error. In Psalm 12 and 6, the Bible said the words of the Lord are pure words. Like silver refined in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. It's talking about the purity. Well, I want to tell you something. If it is true and it is pure, how could it have error in it? Let God be true and every man a liar. I'd stand and look anybody. I don't care how smart they are. I don't care how much Greek and Hebrew they know. There are no errors. No errors in God's Word. Amen. Settled in heaven. Forever settled. Amen. Forever settled. It is the standard of truth. He said, Thy Word is truth. Amen. It's our final authority. Without error. Every word's pure. Every word's true. The words of God. You have the words of God. It's the same as the Word of God. The words of God are every individual word. And they are all declared as the Word of God.
Amen.
And when you think about God's Word, it's more than just this book. It is this book. And for the English-speaking people, I'm going to make it very clear, and I think everybody believes this here, it's that old 1611 King James Bible.
Amen.
That God gave to us. Amen. Comes from the canon of received text. People say, well, these books they found's not in there. The early church kept them out. Why? They saw they were not inspired. They contradicted the canon that they had accepted for thousands of years. The Old Testament. They had 22 books, and that was it. And they absolutely knew those and those alone was the Word of God. And it started out with... And you know, every one of them, they're proven. God gave us His Word through Moses. He told us. So we know the writings of Moses, that's the Word of God. And when God told different prophets to write it down, put it in a book, we know those prophets, their book, that's the Word of God. There's a lot in that as far as the when you go to studying about the canon of Scripture. Why something is part of the canon, why something may not be. Well, all has to do with inspiration. Whether it was God-breathed or not. Amen. God's Word. Final authority in your life, my life. It makes your decisions. It should. Should never be a question. God said it, do it. Strive to do it. He that knoweth to do good doeth it not, to him it's sin. That's what the Scripture says. Listen, the more we, every one of us, recognize the authority of God's holy word, the easier it's going to be for you to make up your mind once God says something. When He reveals it to you, you're not going to have no struggle. You submit to it. Yes, Lord. You said it, Lord. God's whatever, God's what Jesus said, not my will, but thine be done. People today, they want their will. What about God's will? What about God's will? That's the one that's important. My will is not important. God's will is important. And how do I know I'm in God's will without the authority of the Word? And I believe in that Word. Amen. You have to believe that it is God's Word. Amen. That God spoke it. God breathed it. Amen. God manifested it in the flesh. Amen. Christ. And it gives you and I life. He gives us life. Amen. It is the transformer of your life and mine. Amen. It's what changes us. Amen. The Holy Spirit takes God's Word and transforms you and I. Amen. Changes us. Bless His name. Bless His name. Thank God for His Word tonight. Amen. All right. I want you to stand. I'm done. Thank God for it.